Javonte Boyd.
Well, we just got to go out there every day and get better. No matter what, who we play, it's not about them, it's about us.
Coach Snyder said he wasn't really happy with how you guys played today. Did you guys talk about that with each other after the game?
We just, as a team, as a collective, we just got to go out there and just get better. No matter how bad we play, how good we play, if we won 68 to nothing, we'll still go out there, work hard, no matter what the outcome of the ball game is.
What do you, I mean, you guys had 5 sacks obviously last game, and what, like 2 or 3 this game, but what's been clicking for you guys on the defensive line lately?
Well, we just all together. We all one unit. There's no individual person out there. We all come together as a team, mm-hmm. and we love each other, and we go out there and play for each other.
One of the reasons I'm asking, man, is because you guys have sacked Oklahoma in the last 3 games, and I know it's important to get some pressure on the Sooners quarterbacks, as deadly as they are. How key ingredient is that going to be for you guys this week?
Well, we just got, like I said, we just got to go out there, and the coaches are going to put us in positions to make plays. But we just got to go out there and execute the plays that they've put us in and work hard at on doing practice Monday through on Friday.
How different was it going against an offense that managed to hold the ball as much as they did tonight?
Well, we used to it because our offense hold the ball all the time and keep it. So we just was used to it. So, but we just got to bunker down and keep playing hard when things get rough.
Ryan Mueller. Ryan, talk about that one ankle tackle you made on a sack tonight.
I mean, all the credit definitely goes to Meshack. He was pushing the quarterback and pushed the quarterback to my side, and the quarterback ran to my side, so I just had to make the play.
I know, an individual level, you got to be pretty happy to have your first individual sack on your own.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good achievement. I'm glad we got him off the field.
Yeah, that was something that you guys didn't do much of tonight, was get their offense off the field.
Yeah, it was definitely really difficult to get them off the field. They just kept running the ball at us, running powers, and they just knocked us off the ball.
Yeah, was there something specific they were able to do that you guys were having trouble adjusting to?
Nothing. I mean, everything they did was very basic. They just played smash mouth football and really took it to us.
How legit is their offensive line? Are they Big 12 caliber up there?
Yeah, I mean, definitely those guys pushed us off the ball, so. And we're a Big 12 caliber team, and they knocked us off the ball. So, yes, I would definitely say they played really well tonight.
Coach said that he thought he kind of saw this coming after this week. Did you sense that this wasn't a great week of practice for you guys?
You know, it's just hit and miss sometimes. These games are hard kind of to prepare for. It's sometimes hard to take teams that aren't conference teams seriously, but we know that these type of games are usually dogfights.
Colin Klein.
Coach complained a little bit about practice and the lack of consistency at practice this week. That's something that you always tend to harp on a little bit.
Right.
Can you just give us a sense for what was the deal this week?
Well, again, it's we just didn't come out and execute, and you know, maybe we're not as sharp as we needed to be. And again, it's just another step, and we just got to get it corrected, because I mean, we got obviously now 4 practices before. We got to strap it up again, so we'll get it.
At the end of the day, isn't it a statement of the human condition? When you have a Miami and then you've got an Oklahoma, you guys can read the schedule as well as anyone else.
Right.
Is it hard in that middle game against opponent you know that you should beat to be as prepared as you should be?
Well, again, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a mixed bag, because I mean, North Texas, I mean, they're better than right. what people think. First of all, mm-hmm. they play extremely hard. Again, I feel like I say this all the time, but they really run the football. And again, I think, you know, who knows? I mean, there was a lot of emotion, like you said. I mean, coming off a big game, I mean, there's a lot of emotion, you know, expended and invested in a game like that. But at the end of the day, that's where the great teams are the exact same every single week, regardless of, you know, the situation, how big of a game, how emotionally drained. I mean, all whatever dynamics are present. You know, I mean, you got to be consistent and do work. And we, again, we did enough to win. And, you know, I feel like we made some plays we haven't made yet. And, you know, so, I mean, there's some good things that happened, but we just got to keep moving forward.
Trey Walker.
Arthur's a great linebacker, don't get me wrong at all. Some things change, but we have a great defensive linebacking core, to where sometimes you don't miss a beat. And Jarrell came in, did a great job.
It seemed like some of their misdirection that they were running at you, the wildcat plays and that type of thing, gave you some trouble. What's to that? What is there to that that makes that tough to defend, and what was going wrong?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just not expecting it. You know, you practice something different all week, and then that comes out. A lot of key changes have to be made fast. You got to wide receiver, like number three for the North Texas team. He's a fast guy. You know, he comes out and makes those quick switches, and you know, you just got to know what to say and how to say it real fast.
How did you feel like the week of practice when I know Coach mentioned he thought it was a little bit down? Did you feel the same way?
I felt like we had some down spots, but I also felt like we had some high points. Don't get me wrong. Can't judge a book by its cover. I feel like for a little bit we did, and it's just a great lesson to learn.
Trey, no of course, going to practice next week at Oklahoma, do you feel like this is going to be a pretty angry team going into practice?
Oh, I think it is. I think it's going to be a great physical game. I know this is going to be an angry team. We're still bitter from last year, less known the game we just played today. And so I think we're going to come out prepared. I think we're going to come out ready with the spirit to practice. We're starting tomorrow just watching film because we really want to capitalize on this game.
And, you know, kind of going with Miami and North Texas to Oklahoma, do you feel maybe that a lot of the team overlooked North Texas this week?
I'd hate to speak for the whole team because I know a lot of guys didn't. But to some degree, I think we did. I think we judged the book by its cover. And many a times, like I said, you learn the hard way. But I'm just so thankful that it didn't cost us tonight.
How tough is it not to overlook a team like North Texas?
Well, it is very tough. You have a lot of guys ranging in age from 18 to 21, 22 years old. We're young, and it's hard to tell a young guy, don't look past to the next game. But that's, like I said, that's the biggest thing about learning from your mistakes. I'm glad it didn't cost us tonight.
Jermaine Thompson.
See, besides the Miami game, you've kind of gotten the ship righted in the third, fourth quarter and finished strong. Is that at least something you can take into the Oklahoma game now that – as kind of a positive and a tough day?
Yeah, at first we're having a tough time starting the first and the third quarter. Now we just got to get it going in the first quarter. It just seems like we come out a little sluggish to start, and that's going to get you beat against big teams.
Did you get a toe touch on the second one? Did you kind of have that in mind when you were keeping your feet in bounds?
No, just the way he threw it, I just was trying to make sure I got my whole foot down. I knew I had a little bit of room to get my whole foot down and not just a toe touch.
Tremaine, can you maybe describe the duo of you and Chris? You guys, you know, combined for almost 200 yards receiving and a couple of TDs today. What kind of 1-2 punch do you guys give for Colin?
I mean, if you can call it that, I mean, you know, Chris is my big brother, and I look to Chris for a lot of motivation. He's our leader in our room, so whenever he gets moving, it seems like we all start kind of rolling.
You've had kind of a few catches today that maybe a taller receiver would be more prone to make, you know, sideline catches in the end zone and stuff like that. You know, how do you try to play maybe bigger than your height indicates?
I have a lot of pride in myself, and I don't like when people, you know, say he's a little guy, he can't do this and this. Because that's what happened to me a lot in high school and coming out of high school, and I really don't like that feeling. So I just kind of always play with a little chip on my shoulder because of that.
Is that maybe motivation to help you relish the opportunity to have such a key role in the offense here?
Yeah, because I was told growing up I couldn't play in the Big 12. So, you know, having this opportunity, I'm just trying to take advantage of it.
How much was tonight maybe a preview of kind of what we heard all summer about, hey, if the running game's not working this year, this group can pass and really air it out?
I honestly think that we're really balanced and we just haven't really showcased our full of potential. But I think as the season goes on and we start to really gear in, I think you'll see more of a balanced offense.
Coach Snyder talked about maybe a poor practice all around for the team coming into this game. How did you kind of overcome that and really break out tonight?
We just came in the locker room and he kind of got in us a little bit about how we were starting out sluggish, and that's how we kind of started out the whole week. We were coming out there kind of sluggish. It wasn't that we were taking them for granted. It was just that, you know, we were just slow getting started all week.
Talk about the effects that you and Tyler can really almost change the momentum of any game and really lift the sideline with one play. It seems like you guys have done it all season already.
We just try to make big explosive plays, and, you know, me and him being from the same place, we just pride ourselves on trying to hype each other up and get each other going. And that's what I was doing before his kickoff return. I was talking a lot to him and trying to get him hyped up. And next thing you know, he goes 90, 96 or something like that. So,
do you feel like the game really changed in kind of in your favor after that?
We needed that. We definitely needed that because I could see a little bit of air go out of the whole stadium once they scored at first. And we definitely needed that to get back, you know, going.
Do you have a little bit of a competition with Tyler about special team returns for touchdowns?
No, we actually don't. Like, when I'm back there, he's like, let's go, bro. When he's back there, I'm like, let's go. You know, we're both being from Tulsa. Yeah. We got a lot of, you know, we're with each other, you know. So, yeah. It's no competition.
Yeah. two different high schools in Tulsa?
Yeah, we went to different high schools. We went to the same middle school, though. We went to different high schools. So I've known him pretty much like my whole life. His grandfather and my grandfather are good friends. So,
of course, they doubled your touchdown total from tonight to receiving touchdowns. What was that like?
I mean, it was pretty amazing to me. Just like you said, last year I recovered a fumble for a touchdown, and I had one receiving touchdown. So me being able to actually catch the ball and get into the end zone is a great feeling for me.
Tyler Lockett.
I don't know. Do you take into your return ability and being able to really change the game and bring some momentum back to the K-State sideline?
Well, you know, I try to do everything that I can, you know, whether it's blocking, whether it's catching the ball, returning, you know, I want to be able to help the team out. So, I mean, just seeing that we were down 7-0, you know, a lot of guys' heads are down, stuff like that, because we came out slow. You know, if I had a chance to be able to make a spark in the play, then I was able to do that. And like I said, I try to make the best out of every opportunity, which happened. So I think that really helped the team.
Coach said that you guys had a 4-week of practice. You know who's coming up next, I know. How much personally do you take into this game upcoming, especially coming off the week of practice you guys had?
Well, you know, I think even coming off of this practice and playing the way that we did, I think that helps us in a lot of ways because, like I said, we were able to learn how to respond to adversity, and we were able to just come together as a team and click once again. So I think everybody knows what's at stake coming this week. So, of course, we're all going to practice hard and give it all we have.
But you're a little bit more excited about this one?
Yes, sir, because we get to go back home.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Oh, Tyler. Of course, a tough week of practice. Wasn't the best week, and a game wasn't the best. Talk about what you think Monday's going to be coming up. Do you think it's going to be a pretty highly spirited practice?
You know, I think Monday is going to be a very spirited practice just because, you know, we know what's at stake. We know who we're playing against, and, you know, we want to be able to win. So I think Monday at practice, I think it's going to be a lot of focusing and, you know, just a lot of hardcore stuff at practice. So I think everybody's mindsets are going to be ready.
Was it pretty tough? Was it pretty easy to overlook a team like North Texas?
Well, you know, we didn't really overlook them. We just started off slow. You know, I don't think we really had the type of intensity like we had against Miami last week. And we got to kind of get that fixed up because, you know, you don't want to slip up and then, you know, you end up losing because nobody wants to do that. But like I said, I think this is a very good learning experience for us because we got to show up to play every day.
Go through that kickoff return that you scored for the touchdown.
Well, you know, I went back there. And, you know, before I return everything, I give God the glory. And I was just focusing on, you know, doing my part because I know that the other 10 players around me are going to do their part. And I saw they made, you know, great blocks, clean blocks, and I was able to find the hole. And then at the very end, Tremaine was able to make that great block, you know, just to make sure he didn't touch me. And then we were able to make it to the end zone.
How big was that after going 2-and-out a couple of times, 3-and-out, and just not getting things going? That sort of kept you guys in the game till you got things figured out.
Yes, sir.
Did you sort of sense that sort of gave you sort of a little relief to get it going?
Yes, sir. Well, I think that all we were waiting for was just, you know, a big play to turn things around because everything, it wasn't going the way that we wanted it to go like it did maybe the first two games. But like I said, we were able to, the kickoff return squad was able to spark it up to help the offense and help the defense keep going. And I think that really motivated us just to keep going and get away with this game because we needed the win. And I think that's what happened today.
Travis Tannehill. Travis, talk about this game with North Texas. I know it was not the best game that K-State's put out this year so far, but coming through a little adversity to get the win, talk about that.
Yeah, you know, their defense, you know, I know from the fans' point and from, you know, kind of the outside looking in on paper, maybe we should have had a pretty easy game, should have rolled them. But, you know, watching the film, they got some players down there. You know, there's some Texas players down there. You know, they recruit Texas highly. And, you know, they had some pretty good athletes on that defensive, especially the defensive front seven. Their D-line and linebackers are pretty solid. So, and then they, you know, I didn't watch any of their offense, but from the game I could tell their O-line was pretty good, pretty disciplined. And, you know, they were getting to the right guys and making the right calls. So anytime you got a good D-line and a good O-line, you got a chance. And, you know, they're, you know, a little frustrating the first quarter, especially, you know, we only had 6 or 8 snaps or whatever we did in that first quarter. Not used to that. We're used to being out there for 10, 12 plays on that first drive. So it was a little tough to get in rhythm, but once we did, we got into shape.
Talk about your big catch in the ball game.
Yeah, you know, that's a run-pass option. He can hand the ball off, keep it himself or throw the little dump route to me. So, you know, the linebacker widened, threw it to me, and got flipped. Need to work on my hurdling skills. So maybe we'll get that in practice this week, the hurdle drill.
Well, are you kind of excited that non-conference over now? You get to nine conference games coming up.
Yeah, definitely. You know, conference takes up to a whole other level. You know, non-conference games are fun and everything, getting to play, you know, different teams, Miami, you know, Missouri State, North Texas, guys that you don't get to see year in and year out. But, you know, going down to Norman, it's going to be a fun game, going to be a good game. They're definitely – I haven't watched any film, but I'm going to assume they're the Oklahoma of usual. So we got our work cut out for us.
Play a little chip on your shoulder maybe from last year's kind of a tough loss for you?
Yeah, last year, and, you know, even – I've never beat them, so I've gone down there. You know, I don't think I'm not too good at remembering past games, so I don't remember if they were blowouts or what.
Stunk in the last
it's
a good thing to forget, right?
Yeah, I kind of put the losses behind me, which is a good attribute to have. But you know, they're going to be good. You know, we know that we're going to have to play our best. We're going to have to play our best to win, and I think we're excited.
All right.
Thank you.